Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hey, Wade, are you there?
Yes.
What's going on, buddy? My name is JC, and I have my friends Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mack and Jenna Owens with me, and we do a radio show called the Kid Craddock Morning Show. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good, man.
Doing great. Wishing I had a deep voice like yours in the industry I'm in. Very nice.
Yeah, very radio ready, dude.
You missed your calling. Should have considered radio.
Well, he could still get there, Kelly, because, Wade, you're 17 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wow. So, yeah, you got plenty of time to get that radio career going. You're probably wondering why we're calling you, right, Wade?
Yes.
Well, look, we know that you and your family have been dealing with a lot lately, and a lot of people love you guys, and I'm sure you're aware of that, right?
Yes.
One of those very many people that love you wrote us a letter regarding you and your family. If you don't mind, we want to read that to you right now, Wade.
Okay. Of course. Thank you.
This letter says, Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, this past September, October, our tiny school district, Wyandotte, Oklahoma, has lost three beloved high school teachers to cancer. All remarkable, but one of these teachers left behind a young family. Vicki Brown, 41, wore many hats, coach, science teacher, friend, wife, and most importantly, mom. Our community was shocked when this vision of health was diagnosed with a rare AML leukemia. After spending a year receiving grueling treatments almost 200 miles away from everyone, this amazing mom succumbed to this disease. Her three beautiful children, Wade, 17, Brooke, 14, Daisy, 12, are facing their first holiday without their mother. Wade is a student who I have watched transform from a kid to a brave young man, stepping up to help his dad take on responsibilities with his sisters. They are a private family who do not call any attention to their grief. I know this gift won't erase their pain, but I would love to see a smile on their faces this first heartbreaking Christmas without her. And that is from Dana Morissette, and we have her on the phone right now.
Hi, Dana.
Hello.
I know you're
your show all the time with your Christmas wishes, and I couldn't think of a more deserving and special family.
Oh, thanks for writing that letter, Dana.
We really appreciate
Wade,
you.
We are so sorry for your loss.
Loss, bro. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know it's been really tough for you guys, and it's still really, really new for you. So I know you guys are probably almost dreading the holidays this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
How have your sisters been?
They're okay. My sisters and I are very close, so we like to talk about, you know, anything that could be bothering each other, so I think they're doing okay.
Yeah. It's wonderful that you're, as a 17-year-old, you know, guy, that you can be so close and be there for your sisters like that.
Yeah.
I really want to point out how special of a mom Vicki was. She was there so close to the girls at every, and to Wade at every sporting event, everything. And so not only her loss, but even during the treatments that they had lost, that time with her that she didn't get to spend with them. In fact, Wade just scored his first touchdown just days after her funeral. Mm. So it's just important that they know how much this community cares about them.
Well, we know it's just things, but we know the first everything is the hardest, and getting through Christmas is going to be really difficult. So we wanted to honor Dana's wish and make sure you and your family are able to have a good Christmas this year.
Thank you.
I know your dad's working his butt off trying to maintain money for the family, and there's a lot of cost that goes with what your mom was fighting. And we want to make sure that you and your sisters and your dad have presents under the Christmas tree, and then you guys can smile and know that everything's going to be okay. Deal?
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely, bro.
So to do that, man, we need to see what you guys are into. Wade, you're 17, buddy. So what do you like to do? What do you like to do when you're not at school or playing football?
We can all guess.
I like playing guitar.
Oh, you play guitar?
I thought you were going to say video games.
Yay. Right. JC just perked up.
Yeah, my man.
Yes.
A smart dude, 17 years old, plays football and the guitar.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. He's going to have all the chicks.
You're like the subject of every Taylor Swift song ever.
And you know he knows how to treat the ladies because he had a great mom and his sisters are always around. So you know he's a great dude. So you like playing guitar. That's awesome. What about your sister, Brooke?
She's in that point where she's into, you know, like makeup, clothes, all of those things. So
regular 14-year-old girl stuff.
Yeah,
definitely.
What about Daisy?
I honestly have no idea.
You know what? That's a very honest answer.
Stacy does.
Very honest answer, Wade. Very honest answer.
So here's what we're going to do, Wade. We are going to hook you guys up with a gift card to Conn's Home Plus. And they have electronics out there, so if you guys need anything for the house, you go get that bad boy, maybe for dad. Maybe dad's wanted something, and you can get them that at Conn's Home Plus. And then on top of that, we're going to give you guys a gift card that you could take anywhere. And you can shop for that guitar, you can shop for the makeup, you can shop for some clothes for Daisy, you can get dad a gift as well. Make sure you guys have a Christmas tree. Make sure that you guys have the Christmas that you know your mom would have wanted you to have, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely, brother.
My man, dude, it's our pleasure to help you. We are so, so terribly sorry for your loss. And
we're here for you, too.
We're here for you, buddy. And we're proud that you've stepped up and you've taken on a role that most 17-year-olds are not ready to take. But you're helping your dad, and you know your dad notices that, dude. You know that, right?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm sure Miss Dana will be happy to help you guys do a little shopping. Right, Dana?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll keep
I want to thank you guys for making my dream come true of helping them in a way I couldn't. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's our pleasure. And Wade, are you a senior this year?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior?
Okay.
All right, man. So you still got one more year of football and your senior year, and it's going to be awesome. Deal?
Then it's off to that awesome radio career.
Yeah.
Then the awesome radio. Then you come take my job.
When you picked up the phone, I thought we were talking to a grown man. Your voice is so deep.
No, that's Wade. That's just Wade.
I'll be honest, I was asleep in here.
Okay. That's fine, too. All right.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
All right, Merry Christmas, you guys, too.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you so much, Ms. Morissette.
You know that I love you, Wade. I love your whole family. I loved your mom dearly.
I know.
Let me just tell you that we are all, me, Jeannie, Matt, Brenna, it was my idea. I listen to the show every morning religiously. I just really wanted you guys this holiday to have a bright spot in it because I know it's going to be a tough one. So.
Cool. Thank you.
I know it doesn't fix things, but it feels good to be loved, doesn't it?
Yes.
I'd like to think of it as your mom gave me that idea.
Well, believe it or not, she listened to it every morning religiously, too.
That's awesome.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be.
Christmas wish went from mascara check to full face check. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys always issue that mascara alert, and I usually get through it, but that story hit me so hard in the feels. Prayers to the family, and what an extraordinary young man he is.
Amen.
Yeah, because you got to step up when you're the oldest in the family. You do have to step up with when something like this happens to one of your parents.
Yep.
Dang it, I tuned into Wade's story, but missed the mascara alert. And we issued it, so you can't get mad about
that.
We
did, a couple times.
You know what, as sad as some of these stories is, it makes me so happy.
That people are there around them. You know?
Exactly.
Because people have to take time not only to write the letter, but they've been involved with the family before we even hear about them. So, yeah, it is good to know that people do have somebody to lean on.
Exactly. So it's one of those where, you know, if something goes wrong, there's always going to be people to pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you always got to look at it.
I hope so.
Real quick, on the Carlton dance news.
Yes, yes.
Because we've been talking about it all morning.
Refresh us.
Alfonso Ribeiro is suing my best friend, Fortnite, over the Carlton dance.
We normally on the same side on stuff like this, but yeah. I got to side with Carlton.
You side with Carlton?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank goodness for
evidence?
Kid,
what?
Yeah, Kid Nation members who also love Fortnite as much as I do, like Chelsea, who said, yeah, Carlton has always said he took that dance from Courtney Cox when she was in the Bruce Springsteen video. How can he sue for something he stole?
He based it on her, but did he add his own twist?
Yeah, he added the hip thing.
Fortnite added its own twist. Sure, they do that little, the arm flimsy thing, but then they do the opening it up of the body. Mm. There's an additional move.
Everybody wants a piece of that pie.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm Team Carlton. Get a t-shirt. Team Carlton.
Really?
Yep. I should have a t-shirt with Carlton's face on it.
Yeah, you do. I just find it weird that your people are trying to trademark and copyright dances.
Well,
you can't copyright my movements.
Well, if somebody put your face in that video and you knew it was you, you would sue.
Yeah, well, that's my face. It's my face.
But if it's on your likeness and if you had a signature thing, you did.
My body roll?
Something. I mean, not necessarily a dance.
Was that? Okay, that was Channing Tatum's and Magic Mike.
Oh, Channing gets credit for it? That's but I've been doing it since I was like 7.
That was his stripper move.
At the end of the day, it's not who came up with it. It's who got to the attorney's office first and copyrighted it.
Yeah.
That's really what, you know.
I think I have proof that I did that when I was like 7 years old in Mexico.
And Carlton,
before Channing Tatum was doing anything.
And Carlton's got proof.
You have proof. What is your proof?
I used to perform shows for my mom and her friends.
Did you do it when
sexy
you were...
Sexy shows?
They weren't sexy shows, but my body roll was part of the
for
dance.
For your mom?
Is that how you sold the chicle on the street?
Yeah. Back then, I didn't know that the body roll was so sexy. I just thought it was... I just thought it was a movement.
It was before you realized how sexy you were.
But the dance move, yes. I was just doing it as a little 7-year-old boy who thought that was just my natural body movement.
If you had something of yours, Kelly, that you would copyright, what would it be?
Probably be something I say, right?
Yeah.
One of my famous sayings. Which
you don't need that as a good one. That you could copyright that. You don't need
that.
I'm not doing that.
Like Taylor Swift, she copyrights or trademarks song lyrics and certain lines and things, so you can't use them on coffee mugs.
I wouldn't have told that.
Something like that, I guess.
Jenna, do you have anything you want to copyright besides fetish?
I have it. Yeah. You know, this is the annoying part, though. People will send me stuff all the time, you know, so you can have the trademark to something in retail or on the website or whatever, but you have to enforce it. Yeah. So someone else, it's not just, oh, they can't use it. When you see it, then you have to send like a cease and desist. Then you have to show proof that you fought it. It's very annoying.
Right.
And it's also like, okay, you know what I mean? You just want to protect yourself when people start trying to make a lot of money off of something you came up with.
That's why I stay away from business.
Stay away.
I don't know if I don't have anything else. Where's Wheezy? I should trademark Where's Wheezy.
That's a good one right there.
The hit game that I need to start playing again.
Because somebody at some point copyrighted Super Bowl, right? Because you can't say...
The NFL, right?
We can't say that when we do giveaways,
Giveaways, yeah.
But if you made millions and billions off of Where's Wheezy, could Lil Wayne sue you? Because you have said Wheezy's named after Lil Wayne. See, so where's
but
the,
Wheezy's
where does it stop?
Also was a character on a television show.
But
you
know, there is would he have a legal standing? They could go back and pull tapes.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
it depends on if he has his name, if he has the trademark to Wheezy.
Who knows?
What about you, Big Al Mac?
Black. I'm just gonna copyright Black.
The whole just everything. Just whatever falls under the umbrella of Black.
Yes.
I'm sure somebody's tried it.
Yeah, probably. Can you, like, say a holiday, for example, like Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
Labor Day sale. Everybody has a Labor Day sale. Can you, I don't know where it starts and stops, where the boundaries are. You know, that's the question in my head.
That's like a national holiday, so I don't know.
Hey, did we ever get any movement with you and the girl that you saw and you had the misconnection, Big Al?
Well,
Justin was telling me that he was working on something for you.
Yeah, and what I heard was
saw her at a Christmas party at the bigger company Christmas party that we had last week. Just I was standing at the bar.
Yeah.
She was standing at the bar. She was by herself. I was kind of talking to some people. I saw her. I didn't meet her at all. So I came to work the next day. George said he knew her. Then Justin rolls in and says, yeah, I talked to her for a while.
Justin became like best friends with her at the party.
Yeah. And so we were supposed to go and meet this past weekend. Justin sent me a text. She's going to be there. Then he sent me another text. I'm not going to be there. Oh, she's not going
to
be there.
And so. I was there and I was expecting Al to show up with this girl.
With the girl, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what I was told originally was going to happen.
Justin, how's the wingmanning been going?
Oh, good. So things came up. So then I ended up going to brunch with her on Sunday.
Oh.
Enjoying a gallon of mimosas. Oh, it was delicious.
Okay, wait. So you're getting a friend out of this outside.
Yeah.
Date.
I mean, she gave me her number. So I was going to get to know her. And I also wanted to know if she was single or not. Mm. Turns out she isn't.
But
it's not that serious, Big Al. He lives in another state.
Okay.
And she's not that all into it.
Oh.
And I told her about you. Mm. And she goes, I knew he liked me. I just knew. He kept on staring.
Oh, you were staring.
Really?
I looked at her a couple of times. Yeah, I was like, I got to go meet her. But
did you give her the come on over look?
Lingering eye contact. That's how you do it.
It was. Yeah, man. I don't know. I remember looking at her and checking out, obviously, because I remembered her. So, yeah. But I didn't. It wasn't like I gave her the look.
Because Al has no game anymore.
Well,
you've admitted it. You have no game.
That's true. But I was standing there talking to some people, and it just the timing wasn't.
It wasn't ready.
So yeah.
Man, a man with game would make the time.
Of course. You would have gotten two drinks, and then you could have held one up and like, I got this one for you.
I cannot let this opportunity pass without introducing myself.
Yeah.
That's simple enough. Mm.
And that's what we were there at the party to do anyways, to meet people.
I was doing it.
Okay.
I was meeting people. We just did not meet.
Are you going to try to set it up now since the first time didn't really work, Justin?
Yes. So we're going to an ugly Christmas sweater party on Friday, and you're invited, and she would like to come and get drinks.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to go to the Christmas party?
She doesn't want to go to your bar. I said we're not going to this bar. So if we're going to the bar, don't even bother with him.
Yeah. I think I have something to do Friday.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, that's lost.
What's so important on Friday?
He makes all of his money on the weekends.
Yeah, he's got a manager.
I think I have something to do. I'm not sure.
We all make time for the things we want to do.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
And you are missing out because she is a firecracker. She is a laugh riot. She carries herself with so much respect.
Maybe meet her. She's a boss. I have plans, I think, Friday.
Okay.
Well, let me
play it hard.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let me know. Let me know when you have a day that's open.
Okay, we'll do.
What?
I will. I mean, it's Christmas time. Y'all, it's holidays. People have plans. Y'all, I have stuff.
Also, it's cuffing season, so this is the time to get yourself your woman.
Yeah, you got to be active.
Yeah. I'm making time.
She sure is. Over here. Jenna went international on us.
I'm not saying I think I'm going to make time. I'm saying I got plans Friday. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
both of my recent dates are international.
Yeah. Wow.
Jenna's outsourcing.
I'm outsourcing. Made in America? No, thank you.
All right, so he's busy on Friday, Justin. We're sorry about that.
All right, well, we'll have fun.
You have a new friend.
I know. She's awesome. I'm glad. Thank you so much for prompting me to go hang out with her.
Awesome.
I don't know if I could be, like, really tight with somebody that was, like, really tight with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I don't know. That would just be odd. I've never done it before.
Don't you want us to like your person?
Yeah, I want JC especially to like love whoever I'm with. He hasn't liked the last
Jenna years. Jenna needs me to confirm that that's a good person. Don't you want that?
Yeah.
I would always think that Justin has something in her ear, like they're playing a trick on me about something.
I could see that.
What are you talking about?
See? Because I'm so young, and then also I would... And we would share secrets. I mean, we already have some cool secrets already.
Al, if anything, it's ideal for you because when you're too lazy to go out and do anything, she spends time. She spends time with Justin,
That's true.
Then nothing's going wrong because
he's got an eye.
She would tell me everything about y'all's relationship.
Like, it's a dream to have guy friends. My guy friends love whoever I'm dating.
Yeah.
Because then, you guys want to go on a guys' weekend? Cool. I know nothing's happening.
But since she made friends with Justin first, her loyalty loyalty may lie with Justin as opposed
to... No, usually it lies with the boyfriend if you become the boyfriend.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not if you give her your heart, Big Al.
And usually your girl, if she sticks around, she's going to be telling them good stuff. Like, they brag on you.
Then if something is going wrong, she goes, oh, Justin, oh, God, we won't never believe what they meant.
Oh, and then coming back to the show, bringing it up. This is what Big Al did. Right? Worst guy to date in the world.
You're barking up the wrong tree. We need to find a girl who has nothing going on.
Okay. Hey, what's up? I'm Pink.
How's everybody?
All right. Could have taken her to Florida to check out Pink. All right, Kid Nation. We want you to celebrate a very pink Christmas. How would you like to spend Christmas on the beach in Florida? We're going to send you to Fort Lauderdale to see Pink live in concert. You're going to stay, play, and slay. Jenna, what are we talking about when we say stay?
Okay, you and a guest will stay at the Doubletree Resort by Hilton Hollywood Beach.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of play are we going to be doing now?
Oh, you're going to play on an exclusive airboat adventure at Sawgrass Recreation Park and...
You're going to slay, right, Kelly?
Slay all day and night. Because you'll get a concert outfit with a $500 gift card to the Sawgrass Mills Mall.
Hey, now.
All you got to do is listen for the keyword every morning. Text it in for your chance to win yourself a pink Christmas. Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
What is today's keyword?
Dolphin. Dolphin. D-O-L-P-H-I-N. Dolphin is the keyword for the day.
So text that word to 31996 by midnight central time. Again, that's 31996 by midnight central time. Text and data rates may apply. And go find yourself a moment of sunshine at visitflorida.com.
Thank you,
good luck.
Visitflorida.com.
So cool. All right, it's still a little crazy. We got Max crazy for not canceling his Friday, whatever plans.
I saw on the news where a guy had to go to the hospital in China because he has developed a lung infection by sniffing his own funky sock.
Yeah, this guy would walk home.
And over and over.
He'd walk home every day, Kelly, take off his socks and sniff them on the way home to see if he could wear them again the next morning. And doctors determined that he got so much fungus in his lungs that it created an infection.
For a period of time, he's got a fungal infection in his lungs. Yeah.
So do not sniff your socks. Does that make him crazy?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And he's been doing that on the regular.
That's a serious inhaling.
Uh-huh. Like the deep...
Yeah,
the deep ones.
Gross.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
It's in your nose, dude.
That's a booger.
Don't you hate when you do that and it's like chunky?
I wasn't aware.
It's a chunky or a whistle sniff.
It felt nice and smooth in there, but apparently not.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, these are the things you've been doing regularly. You think they're really normal. You want us to tell you if you're crazy or not. Oh, yours was pretty
good.
Chunky in there, too.
No.
I can't even breathe.
Yeah, why are we embarrassing ourselves right now? Does that make us crazy?
This is the end of the year. The show truck is empty.
What is happening? All right. Kid Nation, we'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 20 minutes, Kid Nation. We also got those Post Malone Crocs headed your way in about 40 minutes. Little good news Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Get us feeling right. Because it's almost the holidays and we always want to be smiling. But right now we want to smile because of your crazy Kid Nation. All right, those things you always do. To you, they're normal. To the rest of the world, you crazy. Well, we'll be the jury on that.
So yes, we will.
You give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Big Al just told us about the gentleman in China who would sniff his socks every day on his way home from work.
Uh-huh.
He is expected to make a full recovery from the fungus in his lungs.
Good.
We just wanted to give you that. Full recovery.
I hope he's learned his lesson.
I hope so too, Kelly. From the text, I don't know how I feel about this one, you guys. My family on my mom's side and I put pickles on our tacos. My wife and my dad say that we are weird and that we're the only ones that do that.
Pickles on tacos.
Well, is it a sweet pickle? Is it a sour pickle? Is it a kosher pickle? Is it a garlic pickle? You know, it does make a difference.
I just don't think it's a...
I've had pickles on tacos.
Yeah,
I like all pickles.
Uh-huh.
But I've had weird, sweet, spicy pickles on, like, pork tacos, if that makes sense.
Like a relish almost?
Kind of.
Okay.
Mm. I mean, a taco basically has the same ingredients, aside from the shell, as a hamburger.
Yeah.
You put pickles on hamburgers all the time.
Speaking of that, of the taco, hamburger, hot dog world,
yeah.
Did you see that they're trying to determine the hot dog to not be a sandwich? They determined it's probably a taco.
It's a taco.
Because it's more of a...
Yeah, totally because of the opening. Yeah.
I get that.
Isn't that weird?
Hmm.
It's a relative of the taco.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with crazy on the pickle and the taco thing. This is from Mexico.
Well, because you're right. A taco purist.
Yeah. I'm
I like those designer tacos.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. You know, fused tacos.
Yeah, I'm a street taco,
taco
guy.
Taco fusion.
Taco fusion.
Just give me a street, give me a dollar street taco and I'm fine.
There you go. So you're sort of crazy. Some think you are.
We're divided.
Some, yeah, we're divided here in the room. I don't know how I feel. I like this one a little bit. You guys, I have to hold it and wait until I get to work in the morning, even if I really have to go number two so that I can get paid for it. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I guess it's getting even with those people who take smoke breaks.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
I don't think you're crazy. I think that's pretty awesome that you're getting paid to do that.
The fact that you hold it purposefully.
Oh, man, that makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
Hey, good on you, man.
That's a trip. Okay. Yeah.
And then you calculate the cost per poo.
Yeah, like how much?
CPP, yeah.
This time I earned...
that's a $5 one.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve wrote us and said, hey, I make sounds for unlocking my car because I don't have a key fob. I have to manually put in the key, turn it, and then go, beep, beep. Does that make me crazy? Nah, Steve, you're cool, man.
That's kind of cool.
No, I like that.
That's cool. Yeah. If you don't have the fob, make the fob.
Park it up front. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Now, if you did that, that'd be pretty good. That'd be awesome crazy right there. What's up, Crystal?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Good morning, guys.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm ready for Christmas. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Okay, we want to know if you're crazy.
Okay, so does it make me crazy that I keep a stack of birthday cards to fill out for myself?
Aww. You know, because Al used to put Hey Hottie and shoe polish on his own windshield.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
So y'all are kindred spirits.
I love you.
What do you write on your cards?
Just that I'm special and I'm worthy and I'm deserving of a card. So I just say nice things about myself that I feel I would want to get in a birthday card. Yeah. Should I get one?
That's sweet.
Have you had to do this? You've actually had to do it and put it on your cubicle and stuff?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you have?
Well, you are special.
Do people notice that all the cards are in the same handwriting ever?
They don't read them.
Okay.
They think it's kind of dumb, but
When's your birthday?
It was... last Thursday.
Oh,
all right. Hold on. We're gonna get your address. Okay.
We're gonna send you a birthday card.
We're gonna send you a birthday card at the same time. Al's gonna tell that story we've been waiting on.
Yay! That'd be awesome.
Big Al's great story. By the way, we do have a text regarding that. I'm super excited about the 2019 because of Big Al's crazy story. Thank Does that you. Make me crazy?
No.
That's May 7th of next year.
Yep.
And hold on for us, Crystal. We're gonna send you a birthday card. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Happy belated birthday. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. You are deserving of a birthday card. 100%. What's up, Jessica?
Hi. Does it make me crazy that I found out my husband is wearing my pants to work?
On purpose?
Yeah.
I lost so much weight that I had a donation box because I went from size 20s to size 14.
Good for you.
And so... my husband, Sunday, noticed he was wearing my jeans. He goes, you know what? Those are my pants. He's like, what? I've been wearing these for work all last week.
So he didn't know he was wearing women's jeans.
No, he did not.
He's not wearing your underwear, too, is he?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm like, that's kind of crazy that you're wearing girl pants and not realizing it.
Yeah, if he didn't know, I'm going to give him a...
You're going to give him a pass?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a pass if he didn't.
Hey, he was enjoying it enough to wear them all week long. Yeah. You know?
Hey, we wear our men's clothes. Why can't our men wear our clothes?
We don't look as good in your clothes as you do. 100% fact.
Hmm.
And don't they fasten different ways? I don't know. I've never worn women's pants.
No, I think they used to be.
No, they're the same.
That is false. You definitely have.
Not lately.
They do zip and button different.
They do?
Yes. Yeah, so dating back to when men used to have people dress them.
Uh-huh.
That their buttons were on the different side.
I know the blouses are buttoned on a different side. I didn't know the pants. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that. But
oh, I did not know that.
I haven't studied it lately to see the difference. But yeah, apparently that's when wealthy men used to be dressed.
These aren't jeans with the zipper in the back, are they?
Oh. Or women used to be dressed.
I thought they had rhinestones on the butt.
You need to lead with that.
That is key.
The story. They got rhinestones on the butt. Crazy, yes.
Very important.
Yeah. My man was wearing rhinestones on the butt.
And they say juicy.
He had rhinestones on the butt. He said that his shirt covered him, so he didn't realize it.
Rhinestone cowboy.
That's now great. It's crazy if he keeps
it's
wearing
it. It's too crazy.
Yeah, you tell my man to keep wearing those rhinestones, Jessica. Thank you for calling.
Can't leave that part out.
No. Oh, that is so good.
Can't leave that out. Very important.
From the text, I have to eat all my steaks, even at the fancy steakhouses, with ketchup when we go out. Does that make me crazy?
Chefs would say you're crazy. I personally do not think you are.
I found out
just
that
a personal preference.
Chefs get all butt hurt if you use steak sauce.
Anything.
Yeah, because they think it. Well, some
I
of them
know that.
So why do you make all the crab toppings and the other toppings? Right. What's the difference?
Exactly. I want some steak sauce. Right. I like my A1.
I did not know that.
Well, now you know.
I like sauces on everything.
Yeah.
I'm into the sauce.
The steak sauce is good. I can still taste how good you made the steak.
I'm big on sauce and condiments.
Yeah.
I love it.
All day. Hi, Aubrey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
All right, so how old are you?
9.
And you already think you might be a little crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
What do you do, Aubrey?
Does it make me crazy that I collect my own teeth when I lose them?
You don't give them to the tooth fairy?
Yeah, I like find them in the trash.
She's a little tooth fairy's been dumping your teeth in the trash. What's up with that?
I don't know why.
I mean, you think she would recycle?
I don't know what's crazier, the teeth being dumped in there, or you going through
bone collector.
I would take that as a slam from the tooth fairy. Like she looks at your teeth and she's like, not good enough.
Yeah, but she gave you money for them, right?
You got the money though, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you need to talk to your parents.
Yeah, Aubrey, do your parents know you have your teeth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You are really cute.
How many do you have? Is it just your teeth? You don't collect other bones, do you? Or other things?
No.
That's gross, that's Jenna.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jenna, how dare you?
I'm into the psychology of this.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Aubrey, you're cute crazy. You're dumpster diving for your own teeth.
Yeah, that's cute crazy. Yeah.
You should turn them into an art project. Instead of, like, macaroni art, it'll be teeth art.
Yeah.
Like a ring out of it. When I was 3.
You should make your parents a present on a photo of y'all together, but put the teeth back on the picture.
Reconstruct your whole mouth.
Yeah. All right, Aubrey. Thank you so much for calling. Have an awesome day. Oh, that was a good one.
That's kind of a unique idea. Like, get one of those clay heads and then just recreate the teeth.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Where you always have your real mouth of baby teeth.
This is like something serial killers do.
Yeah, right. I feel like people would think over somebody's head.
I just can't get over the tooth fairy dropping them in the trash like that.
Yeah, right?
So disrespectful.
Maybe she had too many and she didn't have enough room in the bag.
She got like the rebellious tooth fairy.
Yeah.
You know? Because there's not just one. We're all assigned a different tooth fairy.
Oh, man, that is so funny.
Speaking of
dumpster diving. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
All right, so what are you doing this Christmas?
I am refusing to buy all my Christmas presents. I'm dumpster diving my Christmas presents this year.
Yeah, you are.
Interesting. So where do you go looking? Is there like a rich neighborhood or?
No, I don't go to any residences for obvious reasons because, you know,
that would be crazy.
People do things. But I go to like the mall or to businesses. Of course, it depends on what state and city you live in. It's illegal. It's legal where I am. So I got my kids involved and we've dumpster dived businesses for
what's the coolest thing you've gotten this year?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Old Navy threw out 2 big bags of clothes.
Really?
They like $300 worth of clothes. Now they didn't all fit my kids, so we're donating everything that doesn't fit.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, I need to start doing that.
The best thing is all of everything that I've got. My family doesn't know yet. They won't know until they open their gifts. I'm going to put on their tags
handpicked just for you.
Yeah. Sorry, no gift receipt.
Wow.
Oh. You know that when you describe it like that, it's smart.
Have you ever come across a fresh snack and you were like, I'm going to have this?
A fresh what?
Like snack. A snack? When you were hungry with the diving?
No. Okay. No.
Okay, that's where you draw the line.
I have lines. I don't cross the food lines.
Okay. You have heard people that do dumpster dive for food because they throw away like canned goods.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so they do. I mean, and they're...
There's rules about stuff not being able to be sold past a certain expiration date, but it's still good.
Like at my restaurant that I used to work at in college and in high school, we used to put the excess food in these containers, and they would have me throw them out in the trash, but I would just put them next to the dumpster, and then I could take it home.
Yeah.
You know, you can do that.
Well, and there's totally nothing wrong with that. Kudos to the people who do. I've got a good job. I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
So it's not like I just don't want to.
You're saving
money.
Creative. That is really smart. Yeah. What's the best time to go dumpster diving, in your opinion?
Okay, so my kids and I have come up with the golden hour.
Uh-huh.
This is probably what makes me crazy, okay? Right after the mall closes, you have to go between 10:30 and no later than midnight.
10:30 and midnight.
Because I'm in a small town and all the cops are like, what are you doing? Get out of here.
I'm shopping.
That's the shopping.
You can't do that. I'm like, well, it's legal. But I'm going to get out because I don't want you to leave. So you have to go while they're not looking for you.
Gotcha.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
What if we ever see Amber on like live PD one day?
God, I hope not.
All right, totally legal. You just go out there doing your thing.
Hey, Amber, do your thing.
Smart thing. I'm sure.
You've inspired a lot of people today, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Between 10:30 and midnight, according to Amber, is the best time to go. And she got a whole bag of Old Navy stuff.
Well, you
got
to go before the dumpster trucks come
to. Yeah, exactly. Right,
and they're in the very, very early morning.
Yeah, because they come like at 1 or 2 in the morning. Yeah, that's why you got to go there. That's so good.
Yeah, I met someone that drives around the streets and alleys of rich neighborhoods because rich people just throw away stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, she's shocked by what she finds.
I would imagine.
And is put out for the dump truck. And she just picks it up.
Yeah. Does that make me crazy here, even though we just learned about dumpster diving, which is very interesting? Hi, Kendall.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you do every day after work?
So every day after work, I come home and work out. But before I go get my kids from daycare, I get totally dressed again with my jewelry and do my hair. Because I don't want the daycare people to judge me for coming home to work out before I go get my kids.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of work. Are you tired sometimes? Yeah.
Yeah, I am. But I totally do my makeup and I get completely ready because I don't want them to think that I didn't come straight from work.
I get that.
So you don't want them to think you were using them for your me time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Huh.
But I guess you're
giving that any thought. But
so much extra work.
Yeah.
That's what makes you crazy is all the extra work. It's not that you do that. It's just so much. Because I know how long it takes you guys to get ready to go to work. Have a wonderful day, Kendall. Thank you for sharing.
Hmm.
Speaking of putting on the same clothes after working out, how about Franklin?
How you guys doing?
What's up, Frank?
So, Franklin, you work out in the oil field?
Yes, sir, I do.
And what do with your clothes?
Well, my wife, she likes to buy me 5-6 sets of clothes, and I tell her no. What I do is I take the same clothes, and I wash them every day, and I last them about 6-7 months.
You wear the same clothes every day, but you wash them?
I wash them.
Man, that's a lot of work, too.
Every day.
Daily?
That's a lot of work.
Oh, wow.
At least you don't have to pick out your outfit the next day. That's good.
Exactly. And it saves money.
And it saves money, yeah.
Huh.
Because, you get sweaty out there. I mean, you guys are doing man work out there.
You know what my father-in-law started doing?
What?
He took the Steve Jobs approach.
Just bought the same shirt?
He wears nothing but black t-shirts and jeans all the time, and he is perfectly content.
Steve Jobs said he didn't want to waste time
thinking
about what to wear, so he bought the same outfit.
He doesn't care about fashion, and so he's like, I just need something to wear. So he just all black t-shirts and jeans. Mm. That's what he does.
I think fashion is an expression of your personality.
It is. I'm all about fashion.
We know.
Yeah.
Those tight white holiday jeans.
So, The holiday jeans were on point.
I loved them.
They're
my snow. I wish you would wear them with a turtleneck sweater.
They're my snow jeans.
Your snow jeans. Yeah.
Hey, they're white.
I do. I wish you'd wear like a white turtleneck sweater with them.
You got cropped. I'm taking requests.
A cropped turtleneck.
I'll do it.
No, a very stylish one with some loafers.
I think a man should take a fashion risk and show your belly button.
I will show my belly button.
I bet you will.
Zeke Elliott does.
Go ahead.
The football player.
Do it.
Yeah, I will.
Dare ya.
Sure.
Last show of the year. Christmas
top
show.
It off with the baby blazer.
Baby blazer got thrown out.
Mm.
He gone. R.I.P.
Dang.
Christian.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, brother.
Hey, Christian's a cool dude.
What's up, man?
All right, Christian. Yours involves girls.
Yes.
What is
okay,
it?
So does it make me crazy that if the girl don't have pretty feet, I can't have anything to do with them or anything?
No,
could you handle a cashew toe like what Kelly has?
Yeah, I have a cashew toe.
A little Kelly, but I couldn't do it.
I get it. That's all right.
I'm a bartender, and I've even refused girls drinks because of the way their feet look. I don't know what it is.
You're behind the bar. What you doing bending over looking at their feet?
He's a footman.
You refuse?
When they walk in and you see them in their little dresses and they come in and you want to take a peek over to look.
Christian, have you seen our feet? JC and I just had a soft off, but I also have a slightly, my fourth toe kind of curves, but they're always pedicured nicely. Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah, if it's curved, couldn't do it.
Jeez.
Wow.
A little bit of line.
Are you
I don't know.
I want to see your talons.
How your feet looking, Christian?
I got beautiful feet.
We'll be the judge of that.
You just send us those feet. Not that I have a fetish or anything. You just text us those feet young man. We'll be the judge of that.
I figured Big Al would understand where I was coming from on this.
No, Al will take anything.
Being too picky?
Yeah, I'm okay with... I don't want to, like, boomerang feet, but, you know, I could...
Like, if your feet are throwing up gang signs, I'm probably going to stay away. But
if it's something that a nice pedicure will take care of, then I'll go on and, throw $30 at it.
Uh-huh. You dump the girl over her feet looking all weird?
Yeah, I won't even date them.
Wow. He won't even serve them drinks.
Wow.
No, I refused it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I actually got in trouble, but I still refused it.
What if it's like J-Lo? What if it's J-Lo and J-Lo's got jacked up teeth? You still wouldn't?
Toes.
Toes, yeah.
I've actually seen J-Lo's feet. I think they're okay.
I think. You crazy.
Yeah, you crazy, man.
If you would pass up J-Lo based on the snaggle toe.
All right,
Christian. You have a good day, man.
And
have
fun. And yes, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy, my man.
This is the dating universe.
This is
what we're in, Al.
That's his thing right there.
Mm. Everything's perfect, except you have a toe slightly curved.
So he needs to have, like, toe bumble.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to give away some Crocs, some Post Malone Crocs. Before we do, though, there's some breaking news in the Fortnite world.
Oh, boy.
Now, I know Alfonso Ribeiro Carlton is suing them because of the Carlton dance.
You're actually named in the lawsuit.
Two Millie is suing them because of their dance as well, because he does what's that dance he does? The Millie Rock?
Millie Rock.
Yeah. And they have a similar dance. And the one guy that I've been giving a lot of love to because he is the most popular dance on that game.
Who's that?
I'm talking about Backpack Kid, but Alicia, what is happening?
Yeah, so breaking news.
This is Alicia, our phone screener, with the breaking news.
So, Fortnite getting sued again by the Backpack Kid.
Backpack Kid is suing.
The Floss. Wow.
The Floss.
The Floss?
Yeah, the Floss, bro.
Oh, yeah, I know the dance. I'm just saying.
Getting sued.
He created that.
I mean, he did it. I don't know if he created it, but he's a guy that I...
But why not get your money?
Yeah.
You gotta try.
Yeah.
They just let everyone that sued Grand Theft Auto for their likeness.
The American dream is to have the grounds for a lawsuit. A legitimate lawsuit.
I need to find something.
I can't ever
Alicia.
Figure
you're
welcome. Out. Maybe I have and I just haven't realized
it. That's going to be my resolution for 2019. I'm going to sue somebody.
Yeah, right?
I was born at night, so can I sue Fortnite?
Yeah, I mean, it's night with an N-I-T-E if you spell it that way.
At the end of the day.
We did have a Kid Nation member who wrote us and said, hey, I have noticed that the Fortnite characters have a face, and I have a face, so I'm going to sue them for that.
I built the fort.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
That's our Post Malone Christmas music. We're crocking around the Christmas tree. You could be a crock star.
I can't believe how many people want these.
I've been sipping eggnog, dripping jewelry all over my tree lights. Something like that. Brian, what's up, bro?
Not a whole lot. Just started my day.
You just started your day. Well, Brian, I just want to congratulate you on what you do for your woman and the kids. Because, sir, your picture was picked as our winner for today for the Post Malone Crocs. Congratulations.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, this was posted on your girl's Instagram. And
it's my daughter's.
Your daughter's? So that your girl then. And she said what he does for his kids.
Aww.
I will take a women's 8 or any size.
It's very Dr. Seuss whimsical what you did with your face. You like it.
A candy cane mustache.
Yeah. It definitely doesn't go with my work uniform.
No, I like it, though.
What kind of work uniform do you wear?
I'm active duty Air Force.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for your service. Yeah, please wear this face makeup today to work.
I'll do my best with it.
Well, you know what, man? We do have those size 8 and women's available, so we're going to take those off the table. All yours for your daughter, man.
All yours,
buddy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Great job. Thanks.
Many angles on that, too. Well done, Brian. Candy cane mustache. You hold on first. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, Brian.
Sir. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you can tell Brian did not want to paint his face. But he did it because he loves his daughter.
Did it for the women in his life.
And it worked out. And you know what, Kid Nation? We still have two more pairs left for these for the Post Malone by Crocs. You can go to KidNation.com for all the details. But basically, you just got to give yourself a nice little Post Malone makeover Christmas edition. Yeah. And we're going to pick some winners for the next couple days.
Decorate your face.
Decorate your face. And coming up next, we want to feel good. I know Brian's feeling good that he got that makeup off. Solid point on the text about Fortnite getting sued. T.O. needs to sue Fortnite for their popcorn emote because they do have one where they're dropping popcorn on their face. T.O., the football player, well played. That's feel good for him. Get a little extra cash. All right, Kid Nation, we want to smile. Why do you have that smile on your face? We want the good news that you have going on in your world. Like this guy right here in New York who found a pearl in his dinner at an oyster bar.
Wow.
And that pearl could be worth up to $4,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got something cool like that going on? Give us a call at
800-KID-LIVE. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
No matter how big or how small your news is, as long as it's good, we want to hear from you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news, baby.
Nation, we want to hear that good news. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
As long as we smile, we'll take your call. That's all we want to hear. Now, you know, now that I'm a parent, you know, all those things that I've done, all the accomplishments I've had in my life are not as cool as when your kids do something that make you feel proud.
I can see that.
And we got this text message right here that said, my 12-year-old son asked a girl to his first school dance. Aww. She said yes. He paid for both tickets with his own money, bought her flowers, and based on their text exchanges, he's been incredibly respectful to her. He's a typical sixth grader, usually thinking about himself before others, so I'm really proud of him for following the values we have shown him about treating women with respect.
There you
go. Hashtag mom win. Nice. Hashtag good news Tuesday.
All right.
That's so cool.
Awesome.
When you know that what you've been teaching them is making an impact and they're actually following through, that means the world.
Hopefully he's not sneaking out the window at night.
Yeah.
Al.
See.
Hopefully.
But he's still being respectful.
Yeah, yeah. Right. From the text, my mom went back to school for her master's, which inspired me to enroll in my first year of college, and we just finished our first semesters in our degrees.
Great.
Hashtag Good News Tuesday.
Very cool.
Together.
Yeah, sometimes you need mama to give you that, that little boost still, even when you get a little bit older. Let's go to the phones here with Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much, man. You got something really cool going on in your world.
Yeah, I actually just found out that the little girl that I was a bone marrow donor for 4 years ago is now a happy and healthy 7-year-old.
Wow.
Yes!
That's great.
Have you gotten to meet her or talk to her?
No, unfortunately we haven't. She lives in California, you know, here in the DFW area, and so
That's been hard, but we've been communicating through the donor center. That's how we had to communicate originally, with letters and all that. So, you know, we couldn't give out all that personal info.
Right.
But
awesome.
But yeah, I found out that she's doing great. She's 7 years old. She's been 4 years without any kind of relapse or anything like that.
Wow.
There you go. Register with, was it DKMS?
It was Be the Match.
Okay. Be the Match. Okay. Yeah, that's another one. DKMS is okay. What Nick works with. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just put yourself out
because you
could save somebody's life just like Andy did. Congratulations, buddy. I'm glad you got the good news.
We could get the call any day.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
We're all in the database, right?
Yep. Yeah. I feel almost rejected that I haven't gotten the call. I want to help somebody.
You would think with all the people in the world that we'd have to match with someone eventually.
Yeah. Nick was telling me that some people actually choose not to. Donate, even though they're in the registry, they choose not to.
Chicken out?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Well, I think you have to be in a good place in your life, too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're going through something tough, and then it comes up that you're a match for someone, and it's just not the right time for you.
But, yeah. So definitely go out there, get yourself...
At least get registered, yeah.
Registered, and who knows, you might get that call.
Never know.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hello. So you have, like, a double Good News Tuesday for us.
Yes.
What's up?
I was diagnosed with stage 3 inflammatory breast cancer a few years ago, and because I had a 60% chance of recurrence, breast reconstruction is not encouraged at the time of your double mastectomy. So I just hit my 2-year mark, and I've been approved to get breast reconstruction February 15th. So I'm so excited.
Eat some cute ones.
Yay, congratulations.
Yes. Yay.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Send us updates on the text.
No, Al.
I will. No. Jeez, Al.
Right. Did you expect anything?
Jeez, Al.
Lindsay, can you surprise everyone in the new year? New year, new you.
Yeah,
man.
Yes, I'm excited.
We're excited for you too, Lindsay.
For you.
Congrats on beating cancer and getting the boobies.
Get nice perky ones.
Thank you.
Get perky ones.
Thank you for sharing. They're all going to be, right?
Some people go real big.
Oh, and then they start.
Yeah, you got to get a perky.
Go big or go home.
Okay. Hi, Megan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on with your Good News Tuesday?
So I decided to go to Dunkin' Donuts today, and I wanted to pay it forward, so I paid behind the person behind me, and as I'm leaving, I hear him yell, thank you. Wonderful.
Keep on doing that. Somebody will keep passing it forward.
I mean, you do it not expecting to get thanked, but when you do get acknowledged...
Makes you feel good, right?
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Hey, Fifth.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, man. So what's going on in your world?
Well, I finally got through that ugly phase of growing out long hair for a guy, and the reason I know is I'm on my Meals on Wheels, and one of the older ladies said I have gorgeous hair.
Yeah, you do.
Congratulations, dude.
Yeah, and way to go for doing that Meals on Wheels thing. That's cool.
You're a stud.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no, it takes about 8, maybe 10 months to get through that awkward phase, and then it starts to, it looks pretty decent.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
You got wonderful hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of us drop out before we get past that, my man, so you made it. You made it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.